And now your speaker is David Hayes Profater.
How was the Philippian jailer baptized? Well, back in Acts chapter 16, verse 25, you're going to find Silas and the Apostle Paul prisoners in Philippi after having been falsely accused of wrongdoing. As the passage ensues, there is an earthquake of apparently divine origin that strikes the prison, causing the doors to open and the bands of every prisoner to be loosed. The jailer, supposing that he would be executed anyway, perhaps for seeming to his superiors to have allowed the escape of the prisoners, was about to commit suicide when he was stopped from doing so by Paul, who assured him that none of the inmates had left. It was at this time that the jailer fell down before Paul and Silas and asked what he must do to be saved. Paul called upon the jailer to have faith in Jesus Christ, and in obedient expression of that faith, the jailer was baptized along with all his family. Though the passage does not get into as much detail about the baptism of the jailer as the record does about the baptism of the eunuch from Ethiopia at Acts 8, there is one thing of which we can be sure. There is but one scriptural means whereby we can be baptized, and that the jailer was baptized in this fashion, we can be absolutely certain. Romans 6, the first 11 verses, goes through great length to teach us that baptism is a burial, while Colossians 2 at verse 12 makes the same statement quite clearly. From the baptizing conducted by John in the Jordan River at Matthew 3 to the baptizing of the eunuch at Acts chapter 8, there can be no doubt that the baptism is to be in water. Peter at Acts 2 at verse 38 instructs that baptism is for the remission of sins, a remark he made in reply to a question not dissimilar from that of the jailer, and that is, what must we do to be saved? Christ stated at Mark 16, verse 16, that the baptism was to save. There is no doubt that for these causes, and in this manner, that jailer was baptized as well.